fire, but, you know, he was right over the trees and over my house several times, and he can't possibly be doing things right. And even if he is doing things right, the perception is out there that, that we're not being good neighbors. But if you can just kind of pay attention to that and, you know, fly the right patterns and that type of thing. And, you know, as we go forward with our development, you know, all the public hears is the airport's getting bigger, so, of course, it's going to be noisier. And, you know, whether we are or not doesn't matter. It's public perception. So if you could help us out with that, we'd appreciate it. That's all I got, unless you got any questions.
Do you suspect that it's runway 10 or 28, or do you think it's 422?
It sounds like 4. The woman that called, it sounded like 4, or somebody that, you know, just, I don't know if it was a circling approach or just somebody. And, of course, she couldn't describe the airplane very well and that kind of thing. But, like I said, the perception's out there, and it, we're starting to hear it more and more. You know, what are you going to do about the noise? You know, and even as we talk about extending the runway, you know, with bigger airplanes, what are you going to do about the noise that you're going to generate? So
now we're going to put muffers on. Yeah.
You know, all our noise analysis for our environmental assessments, you know, we're fine, and, you know, we can show that what we're doing is not going to have a negative that big of an impact on the environment around here. But, you know, all it takes is somebody out there having fun. You know, even though, you know, they could be doing everything according to the FARs, and it's just the public perception of what's going on. So,
well, Jim, representing the public, I can truthfully say I've never had anybody come to me, and we live right on Park Avenue, and Forest Circling. Yes, we have planes circling, but I've never considered any problem with the noise level or with other factors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not pointing the fingers or anything. You know, we did get an email from Ruth Briggs King that she's gotten complaints, and, you know, what are we going to do, and how are we going to handle the extra noise? And, you know, I've gotten some phone calls every now and then from people that, you know, they can't possibly be doing it right because I heard them, you know, and that's all it takes is for you to hear an airplane and, you know, you think they're doing something wrong. But, you know, just.
Well, is there something that we can do in the line of education, maybe through Julie's economic development office, of trying to educate the public, especially in the immediate area? I mean,
take away some time.
Yes, but at least we can say we have tried to reach out.
Send a helicopter out, you go there all hours, and I said, we're going to reverse the call, just hope it's not you, because you'd complain to the man near you, and the noise, so that's it. Just.
And the one yesterday, I mean, I couldn't explain to her what it could have been because, you know, the way she was describing it. I mean, she said it was, you know, right over the water tower, and, you know, looked to her like it was the same level as the water tower, which that's not a normal pattern. And, you know, just kind of spread the word that, you know, some of the neighbors are getting anxious about our extra noise that we're going to have. And I don't make a big deal out of it. It's just. It's happening, and
we're going to do a flight plan.
So you landed. With, I mean, that's important. I mean, because we definitely need to
check out this spring.
Okay, well, there's definitely.
Sorry?
You talked about 300 feet, Bob. I missed that. What was the 300
feet? We're going to close 300 feet of the runway when we extend it because we have to have a 300-foot safety area off the end of the runway, and that. Once we start digging off the end of the runway, we lose that safety area. So to get that back, we have to come back 300 feet.
So we're putting in 300 feet to the tree?
No.
Just during construction. Yeah. You know, kind of a pullback area.
Just during construction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we had mentioned before about that dip that's just off the number 4.
That'll get fixed in the second phase of that, which is the milling and paving of the entire thing. So that'll be.
Did we ever figure if a utility was cut under there? Because, I mean, it's perpendicular right to the runway. I mean, it's
joint or something that's there, concrete underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody can give me an idea. I don't know where it's at, Jeff. But I can
take you out there and show you.
Yeah, I just need to ride out there with you, and then we just need to do a takeoff and see where it is and see what utilities are in that area. It wouldn't be hard to do.
As far as the Navy jump team,